Good morning and welcome to the Weekly Police Report. This week our guest is Devil's Lake Police Chief Jason Toso, who just this past week had the interim part of his title removed and hired during a special meeting of the City Commission to be the full-time chief. Good morning, Chief, and congratulations.
Hey, good morning, Eric, and thank you very much. I truly appreciate it.
And of course, now that you are no longer the acting chief, kind of get to put your stamp on the police department, and you talked a little bit about that during your interview.
For sure, I did, and my whole thing is I'm very humbled to be the chief of the Devil's Lake Police Department, my hometown community. I have a lot of excellent support in this community and from within our own agency. And my focus is always on our community and our department, and not about me. This is not about the chief. It never is about the chief, and I even said that in my interview. So I want to build us together, build us better. Not that we were poor to begin with, but to create more of a family atmosphere. Work a lot with the fire department and Chief Nate Bennett on some training that we have, some ideas that I have. Actually, he brought those forth to me when I became captain about helping train our officers a little bit about fire safety, and that's a good idea, a good point. But the structure of our agency, I'd like to look at that a little bit and to help with some succession planning for when I'm long gone. I think there's some opportunity there, and I think the commission and the mayor are on board.
And of course, coming into this job, obviously a long time member of the police department, so you're not exactly starting from scratch either as somebody coming from outside.
Correct. I feel completely comfortable in this position. I had a great mentor in Chief Kemet and Chief Kanowski. I was privileged to work with Chief Kanowski. He let me pretty much do a majority of the administrative duties, and I feel totally comfortable with that and the leadership of our troops. And let me say, we have some of the best officers in this state. I've said that before, and I keep on saying it. We have great supervisors. We have five different supervisor patrol, four patrol sergeants, and a detective sergeant. They all have their different personalities, but they're all great at what they do.
And of course, you'll be now, I would imagine, part of your, as you've taking over the role on a full-time basis, be doing more community outreach and things like that, and visiting with service clubs and those kind of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been approached by Sunshine Brenning and Lisa Crosby. They're kind of interested in me and looking at the Kiwanis and other events like that. So I'm sure that'll be coming down the road here.
Could have a bidding war between the Kiwanis and the Rotary Club.
Well, I might. Maybe we'll do a raffle or something.
There you go. So obviously, like you said, beginning your new role, but obviously having done it for the last couple months as the interim chief as well. So,
yeah, correct. And I'd like to thank the professional staff, the commission, and the mayor for the opportunity, even Administrator Halverson. They were very professional in this whole process. Special Agent Zahn reached out to congratulate me this past Wednesday. So I do appreciate all the support, and it makes wanting to be the chief in this department a lot easier when you have good leaders in all categories of the city office, city hall.
All right, well, Chief, we appreciate you coming on, and look forward to continue to work with you, and appreciate you continuing the Saturday morning program that was started by your predecessor. So
yes, absolutely, anything for you, Eric.
All right, the highest rated show on Saturdays. All right, that's going to do it for the police report. And joining us this week has been Devil's Lake Police Chief Jason Toso, and of course, you can join us each Saturday for the police report on your radio workstations.